beginnt kein Dab, mit sagt sie, warum ist das jetzt sein, beginnt nochmal auf, beginnt zwischen Maße, da beginnt die Gemorre, bei ihm Bintcha, aber wenn er bei das Gechob im Kopf, da Bintcha, aber noch, now, your son, that's coming from a non-Jewish mother, is not called your son, rather it's called her son. Which Pesach B'Kodesh Rashi explains that the Midechasav, how do we know this idea? From the fact that Bazi said, Ki Yasser, if he's going to remove your son from Judaism, with the Likasav, Ki Sasa, and it doesn't say that she, the mother, is going to remove your son from Judaism. Mashma, it sounds like, the Likoya beat the Lysikh Levin, because it's not going on your daughter, his daughter you should not take for your son, meaning when the mother is a non-Jewish woman. Because the year led has been Labadzikahabim, because actually that's not what the Pasuk is concerned for. Because if your son gives birth to a son to a non-Jewish woman, La Ben Chamikri, that's not called your son, it's her son. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk doesn't say if she's going to remove your son, which would be because your son is the one that's the Jewish father, and then his son, it would be called your son. Rather, it's only going on your daughter, you should not give to his son, to the non-Jewish man, and that's the hachikama. Shemetele ben, because maybe she can give birth to a son. And the father, Yasser in the masculine, the father will remove him from after me, says Hashem. Because that's your son, and that's going to be a problem, because that Jew is not going to stay as a Jew. That's how Rashi explains the source. Says the Bekash Rabbein Tam is difficult Rabbein Tam. The Perusha, according to Rashi's interpretation, appears that he explains Bincha. Kori Bincha, it's called your son. Hainu Bincha Bam in Israel, that means to say your son that comes from a Jewish woman. Sha'aviv Aviv Gechav, where his father is not Jewish. Dolel Koi Kiyos, that's what the Pasuk is saying, that he's going to remove your son. Because he's not Jewish, he's going to take him to be non-Jewish, meaning in practice, but really he's Jewish. Vimkin, if that's the case, my Maisis, and then why is the Gemara then bring Bam Rabin that says Ben Bitcha Bechulu, saying this idea? According to Rashi, that's exactly what Shmuel said. But Rabbi Nami, and actually Rabbi Nosa, might come. Shmamina, but Reichen, you refer to Rabbi Yechonah. Mashach leMishmamina. What are you saying, Shmamina? The Mamash Rabbi Yechonah is exactly what Rabbi Yechonah Shmuel already saying. This idea that Ben Bitcha is Israelis and not Ben Bana. So Rabbi Ben Tami says that actually a different interpretation. It says the Chiyosir. Actually, Chiyosir is a Bitcha leSikach leBinchakay. Actually, is going on that. His daughter, you shouldn't take for your son. And b'hachigama. And this is what the pasuk is saying. Ki yosir ha-chaysin es bincha me'acharai. So it's your son, the married to a non-Jewish woman. His father-in-law, the shver, will remove your son from after me. What's the removal? What do you mean he's Jewish? Is she'in ha-zera mesiachas acha bincha. Because your son's children are not going to have lineage after him. Rather, after his daughter, the non-Jewish mother, that's not called your son, rather it's called her son. But as Taisa explained, they weren't talking about at all regarding a non-Jewish man that has a relation with a Jewish woman, rather only with the Jewish man with the non-Jewish woman. And Ki Yasser is not the mother that's not Jewish because she's feminine and saying the masculine means her father, the grandfather of the child. But through his non-Jewish daughter, but Ravina Medakte, but Ravina, his analysis is Ben Bitcha Habom and Abikachav Bekarav Mincha. That yeah, the son of your daughter that comes from a non-Jewish man is called your son. How does he see that? But like Siv Ki Yasser is Bitcha, because it doesn't say that he's going to remove your daughter. It says Ki Yasser, and that's going on as Bincha. So Shema Benod Les Basar, obviously that. No, because when the wife is Jewish, then that's not going to be considered as removal. Because it's considered following her lineage, which is going to be a Jewish. But that does not seem to be correct according to the Ri. Because the way the Ben Tam is translating is that it's going to make it not Jewish. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like from the Pasuk that it's not that it's not going to make it not Jewish, but that the person will not follow God and be practicing Judaism. Like the Targum actually says, he's going to mislead him. And from the word Kiyasa, the Gemara elsewhere says that it's including all those, not only by the seven nations, which whoever removes you from following after God, which is like Rashi, because according to Ben Tam, it means specifically actually who's going to make that the child's not Jewish, which is the father-in-law with his non-Jewish daughter. So rather, it says, Tais Vayit Pirsha Ben Tam Ben Acher. Ben Tam explains in a different way. The Shmuel for the Yechanan, Daiki, their inference was Mechiyoseh's Bencha, that he's going to remove your son, the Mashma Davka Alasara Sa'i, specifically regarding his removal, Hikpada Kosa B'Shleit to Eiv, the Pasuk is particular, that they should not mislead him. And Veloy Alasaras Ben Benoy, but they weren't concerned for the removal of his son's son. It's only him, the father, that his father-in-law will mislead him, but not by the son's son. Why? Ah, the keeping the bomb in the because since the wife is a non-Jewish woman, in Kol Bincha, it's not your son, Elbanah, it's only her son. How do we know this? It doesn't say that he's going to remove them. It doesn't say your son, who's married to a non-Jewish woman, and his children after me. Ah, so obviously, because had it said that, it would have showed that it's his son. From the fact that we don't say that, obviously, because it's not his son. So even according to this interpretation, so Shmuel and Birchanan are not telling us what's the halacha by a non-Jew with a Jewish woman. What you can infer, however, is that Ben Bitcha, but your daughter's son, that comes from a non-Jewish father, is called your son. Why? Because the Davka Ben Bitcha, specifically by your son, the Kiyos says, Bincha, it says, he's removed your son, which we just said excludes his child. Ah, and only by your son, a bitcha, but by your daughter. Sounds like a filib azavli yishlach al-asara, that even by the offspring, you have to be concerned for asara. That's like we're saying, because Ben Bitcha is called the Yisraelis. Now we know, it's called Yisrael. Now we know what Rabin was being mechadish that wasn't said by Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Next time, the beginning of the Gemara, Psuli de Meshon, the invalid people in Meshon is Mishum Psuli de Talmud, which that's where they're evolved from. Now, Tais Bali said, "Well, Dama Perikashen the Kedushin." This Gemara says in Second Perikashen, "Mem says, 'I'm based on Sov Kavan Azos Jared Loilim.' There's 10 measurements of brazenness that came down to the world. Tisha Not Lamishon, 9 out of 10 portions Meishon took, but Achas Kol Elam, and the rest was one portion. Pirish, why is Meishon so bad? Lefishem Mamzerim, the brazenness because they had illegitimate children, which they have the trait of Mamzeres of brazenness. Now, Hadloin Naka Tamar. So Tais Bali, why didn't say Tamar? I'm saying yes, they're more invalid because Meishon is from Tamar. So Taisus, Shema Ishtarv of Lamation, maybe that it devolved to Mation to such an extent, Achagodlius and Tamil, although they came from Tamil, but they got even worse in Mation, more problematic. Or Vishama Tamil Hoy Rebbe the Gechav, maybe even though it started in Tamil, but maybe the majority of them were non-Jews, and Oba Mation Rebbe saw, but Mation were the majority of Jews, which the problem there is specifically by Jews, and therefore, yeah, Mation actually became more problematic than Tamil itself. And from Sha'ol, it goes down to Tamid. In contrast to Rashi, it says Sha'ol refers to Gehenim. So he says Sha'ol called it Bavel. It's actually a reference to Bavel, which is very low down, which is what Sha'ol means. Because in the beginning, they all were exiled to Bavel. Cherim, Psulim, those were valid and invalid. Now from Bavel, it actually got worse, yeah, because they only the invalid ones went to Tamar. Because Amar Asar Yotzin, like the Gemara says, Gedushin Amsam Devsam Beis. All the Ezra bubble. Ezra did not come out of bubble. Acha saw Kesos Naki until he made bubble like a refined flour. Because again, the Psulim were removed and sent to Tamar, and only the Kashman remained in bubble, and that they were like had pure lineage. Umayin the Kesed, and then it counts the order. Shalcha Psulim Zulazu that the Psulim went from one to the other. Kamesh Hakav Hoylech Maskal Gemakalikan, like the measuring thing, it rolls and goes from one to the next. And therefore, you could say that from Sheol is from Bavel, which then went to Tamarit again, but Bavel itself remained pure, and Tamarit is the beginning of these Psulim, where that was their first step. Hanul HaChamesh HaSinashim, which I would turn to the first parak, Mesech HaZivam, is parak HaChamesh HaSri Noshim, with Taisis, and that would begin the second parak Ketzad, with Dibim Masl Asba Maimer. Mishnah says a case of what happens if he did a Maimer, which Taisis points out, the Seifa, which is actually the next Mishnah of Yitzchasim Beis Lo Itzruch, when it says again the case of Asuba Maimer, it really is unnecessary because the Medesh Shaminla, it's already from our mission, already know this concept that Maimer is like this quasi marriage and it's a rabbinic Torah Serva. El Adi Damas and Labadesh, it's only because we said in our mission, so they've atoned law and now Meseva, so we keep that symmetrical comparison in the case of Seifa, but really we already said the concept already here in our mission. Next says Master begin with Gemara Mandatoni Rishayin, the one who calls this woman the Rishayin at Lemish Tabish is not mistaken. You could call it either Rishayin or Shneil, the Gemara says. Now, says Badr says, Hochle, boy, why does Nargamar here ask Mandatoni Rishayin the Malaytoni Shneil? She says, Like Brishman says, I would desire, as Gemara makes the inference in the beginning of the Zedda Bezim and Av, Mandatoni Idain, my Temel Laytoni Idain. It's two different versions. What you call those the holidays of the Gentiles, is it with Aleph or the Ayin? Why don't you ask over here, why doesn't the one say like the other one? So it says, no, because the Hassan boy, there the Gemara asked him, should have a little missing, because really, the Gemara assumed it should say that with the Ayin. which is that of testimony. Because it says, like it says in the pasuk, "Yitnu yidei mitzdaku." A bus in the Mishani, the Tav Adav. But then when the Gemara says, "No, it's better with the Aleph," because it's a terminology of a receipt, like it says, "Kikorav yim edam," like that of breaking of a shayver. So Had the Parach. So subsequently, the Gemara asks, "Okay, so then if that's actually better, man the tonei day, my time the tonei day again." But it's only because we had an initial question. But we don't just ask why does one say like the other. It's only because if we presume one over the other, then we ask. And then again, once we had such a good answer, then we ask the other one. And contrary here, that we don't ask.